After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall no hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, eternal Father, give our life. Thank you that we can listen to your word today, and the Holy Spirit can minister to us in ways that only you can do in our hearts. Bless our time in your word together. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Philemon Ngare. I serve as a ministry consultant with Bethesda Lutheran Community here in the Northwest, providing pastoral care for people supported by Bethesda, but also for those who are working at Bethesda, sharing Christ's mercy and love with people with disabilities. Bethesda, some of you know, has been in here in the Northwest since in the 50s, and it is known, has been known like as Good Shepherd, home of the West. So some of you might not be very acquainted with the name Bethesda, but it is a part of what used to be Good Shepherd, home of the West. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you, a congregation, for many years of coming alongside the ministry of Bethesda or the ministry of Good Shepherd, so that we can continue to share Christ's love and mercy with those who have disabilities. In your congregation, you have, I think, Ms. Flegg, Pastor Boren, and some of you who have been strong advocates for the work of Bethesda. So we thank you as a congregation, but also as individuals who are involved with Bethesda. At the end of my sharing, I would like to share with you a video just to highlight the work of Bethesda so that you can see what God is doing among people supported by Bethesda. But this morning, I want to share the word of God with you from Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. God's blessing to us. In the gospel readings of the past few Sundays, we have been following Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, where he was going to die for the sins of the world. On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus stopped at various places to teach the good news of the kingdom of God, inviting people to come to hear about the kingdom of God. Many who followed him received the message of his kingdom. They became his disciples. They learned about commitment. They learned about obedience and generally what it meant to be in the kingdom of God, what it meant to follow Jesus. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus continues to instruct the 12, his disciples, and the crowd who followed him to hear about the good news of the kingdom of God. And the context here for us is Jesus during his earthly ministry, beginning in Matthew 4:17, we see Jesus has called his disciples, and he began by saying to them, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come." And he said again, "God's kingdom is near you, and God's kingdom is in you." And many who heard Jesus followed him, wanted to hear more, wanted to know and to be committed to the things of the kingdom of God. Here we see Jesus talking to the 12 apostles and the crowd, and he's saying to them that blessed are you who are spiritually dependent on God. Blessed are you who live for others. Blessed are you who are persecuted on my account. Those who are dependent on God, those who are spiritually poor, those who mourn the sorrows of sin are blessed. Jesus pronounces blessings and promises upon those who came to hear about the kingdom of God. To be clear, Jesus is not talking to distinct, separate groups of his followers, but he's talking to the church, the community of believers as a whole. He's saying, "Blessed are you." Because Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever, Jesus proclaims and pronounces these blessings upon us as a church on earth, and upon us this morning as a church at Christ the Vine. And he's saying, "Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven is yours." To be spiritually poor is to depend on God. There is nothing that we bring before God, but God, in his mercy and grace, because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, has given us the kingdom of God. He has saved us. He has called us. He has forgiven us. And those who mourn their sorrows, Jesus said, they shall be comforted. Sometimes in this life, and as a Christian, we will mourn the sorrows of our own sins and the sins of others. And Jesus says that we will be comforted because Jesus pronounces his forgiveness for us when we receive absolution, when we receive forgiveness in his word. We are comforted and we know that our sins are forgiven. But there is another way also of sorrowing and mourning the death of a loved one. Today, being the Saints' Day, we will remember, name the names of those who have gone before us. And sometimes the names of those who have gone before us will bring a lot of memories, some good, some bad. But Jesus, man who is acquainted with sorrow, is saying that you shall be comforted because he is with you, because he cares for you. Remember when Jesus visited Lazarus' family, Mary and Martha said, "Lord, if you had not been here, our loved one would have not died." And Jesus said to Martha and Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who dies, though he dies, shall see life everlasting." Blessed are those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, Jesus says, for they shall be satisfied. To hunger and to thirst for God's righteousness is to constantly and daily be steadfast in the Word of God, because God has revealed himself in the Word of God. God has revealed his righteousness apart from the law because of what he has done on Calvary for us. Many of us had breakfast this morning. Many of us had supper last night. We drank water, we drank tea to sustain the body. And so, the spiritual life, the Christian life, requires that we hunger and thirst for Christ's righteousness, not by works, but in the Word of God, because that is where there is bread of life. That is where there is spiritual life, strength to carry us through life, hungering and thirsting for the things of God. Jesus says, you shall be satisfied because it's the bread of life. He gives us satisfaction in the Word and in the sacrament of the altar because he is our righteousness, he is our bread of life, he is our strength to carry us through this journey we call life. And Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Because of Christ and God's mercy, the Bible says that we are not consumed. Because of Christ's love and mercy, he has received us. And the mercy we share with the world comes from the mercy that we have been given because of what Christ has done for us on Calvary. The peace we share with the world is the peace we have been given because we have peace with God. Luther says that this blessedness, these blessings are like a fruit that grows from the tree of faith. That grows from the tree of faith through Christ alone, through the Word of God alone. And this fruit of blessedness is in every Christian's life. This is the fruit because God has done his work in us. God's blessings to us who are spiritually poor is his mercy and grace and forgiveness because of what Jesus has done for you and me. It was Luther at the end of his life who said, we are all poor beggars. We are like beggars before a holy and a righteous God. We have nothing to bring before a righteous God except this sinful life. We are beggars before a holy God, asking God to be merciful to us. God's blessings to us who are hungering and thirsting for his righteousness is the satisfaction of knowing that God in his word and the Lord's Supper feeds us the bread of life. God's blessings to us who mourn and sorrow over sin and death is that in the Word of God, he gives us comfort, forgiveness, absolution, and he promises to wipe every tear away. God's blessing to us is mercy and peace because he has been merciful to us and we have peace with God, having been forgiven. And he enables us to reach out to the world around us, sharing his mercy and peace with the world. At Bethesda Lutheran Communities, the history of Bethesda is 1904, German Christians in Wisconsin thought of a way of sharing Christ's mercy with those who have disabilities. They said this was a way of supporting people with disabilities because they have received God's mercy. They wanted to show God's mercy and love and compassion by receiving and serving and ministering to people with disabilities because they said they have received God's mercy in a big way. In Christ, we are called to be merciful. We are called to be peacemakers in the church and in the world. We are called to be reconcilers because God has first and foremost reconciled us to himself. And he has given us his peace with God. God's blessings and presence is ours when we are persecuted because we are faithful and steadfast in the Christian faith. Only God invites us to be dependent on the Spirit and the strength that comes from him so that we can endure difficulties of faith. St. Paul says to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, that praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in Christ. In Christ. You are blessed in Christ as a baptized child of God with God's mercy and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.